Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you. We love you, God. Thank you so much for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, your love, oh Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to be here on another episode. Father God, we give you the glory. We invite you into this space, in this place. Have your way. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you on today. Well, we pray, process information, and pursue God's word. Okay? And the title of what we are going to learn today is how to accomplish more. We glean points from our self-development resource, Jesus Calling. And let's check it out for December 27th. And it reads, I am preparing you for what is on the road ahead, just around the bend. Take time to be still in my presence so that I can strengthen you. The busier you become, the more you need this time apart with me. So many people think that time spent with me is a luxury they cannot afford. As a result, they live and work in their own strength until they become depleted. Then they either cry out to me for help or turn away in bitterness. How much better is it to walk close to me, depending on my strength and trusting me in every situation? If you live in this way, you will do less but accomplish far more. Your hurried pace of living will stand out in a rushed, crazed age. Some people may deem you lazy, but many more will be blessed by your peacefulness. Walk in the light with me, and you will reflect me to the watching world. Amen. All right, so let's go ahead and get right into it. Don't forget that we are here on YouTube, Facebook, and everywhere that you listen to your podcast at 6 a.m. And thank you guys, whether you are here with me on the live stream or you are checking out the replay. God bless you. Amen. And don't forget to go ahead and text me at 215-798-5258 or email me at info@drleticiaweb.com to receive your free P4 digital gift. All right, so let's get right into it. All right. So how can we accomplish more? So I've gleaned about 6 points from the devotional on today. So the first way to accomplish more is to submit your life plans to God. That's it. Because thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Oh, trust me, his will be done. Okay. And so when you submit your life and your plans to God, you're going to accomplish, you know, more than you can even dare ask or think, exceedingly and above that you can ask, that you can even dare to dream or think about when you submit your life and your plans to God. But if you're going to keep going with your plans, you're not going to accomplish much because you don't realize just how limiting your plans really are in the grand scheme of things. God has created you to do so much. But when you want to just do your thing your way, small and minuscule compared to the greater works that Jesus said that we will do. Amen. So submit your life and your plans to God and you will accomplish more. The next point is take time to be still in his presence so that he can strengthen you. I am telling you, I am a believer of being still in God's presence. I don't necessarily have to be praying. I don't have to be, you know, speaking in tongues. I don't have to be like worshiping a crown. I'm talking, I can just sit or lay in his presence, think about him, keep my mind on him, and he will show me things. He may not necessarily speak to me, but he will give, like, things will become clearer. Questions will be answered. He may lead me to something to read, something to watch. I'm telling you, he will just strengthen me and I will just get up from his presence with this joy and this motivation to like keep going, right? So the next thing is stop living and working in your own strength. Honey, been there, done that, got the t-shirt for it, ate the bag of chips, and don't ever want to do it again. You have no strength. And when you run dry, honey, you are dry. But when you tap into the rivers of living water that lives deep within your soul, then you will never thirst again, because it's God's strength in you that will allow you to accomplish more. Okay. So the fourth point that we glean from the devotional, in order to accomplish more, you got to walk close to God. With God, all things are possible to those who believe. So it's with God. Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will stand. So if I want to accomplish more, then I need to walk close with God. I need to read his word. I need to have his word in my mind, meditate on his word, and be a part of who he is. Amen. The fifth point is depend on his strength. The only way you're going to accomplish more is to depend on his strength. I can't do it on my own. You can't do it on your own, but his strength is made perfect in your weakness. So depend on his strength. And the sixth and final point on today to accomplish more is to trust him in every situation. I'm talking about with everything. I trust God with everything. I mean, it's crazy. The decisions that I go to God for. And I'm glad. It's like, okay, like for instance, washing machine broke down. So I'm like, okay, God, do I spend money on a laundry service that comes, you know, that picks up, cleans, delivers, and that charges $1 a pound for wet laundry, not dry? Or do I carve out time and go to the laundromat? So in this moment, I need to know what's more valuable. Is my time more valuable or is my money more valuable? Because right now, if God is saying, I need you to be disciplined with your money, then that means that he's going to give me the strength that I need to go ahead and wash them clothes, even though I've already booked my whole week. So I'm talking about carving time out to go and wash my clothes at the laundromat. That's going to take hours, right? Or is my time more valuable, where you've booked yourself, you have some things coming up, you need to monitor your schedule, your peace, whatever. So go ahead and spend the money. I'm saying, right, is that type of relationship with God. It's walking closely with him, not depending on my own strength, you know, trusting him in every situation, something as small as do I spend time or do I spend money? He's that type of God, okay? All right, so you guys can accomplish more when you trust in God. So now let's go ahead and pursue God's word. Turn to Isaiah 64, verse 4, and we are reading in the Holman Christian Standard Bible, and the word of God states, from ancient times, no one has heard, no one has listened to, no eye has seen any God except you who acts on behalf of the one who waits for you. Think about that. This is not about seeing God with our natural eye. This is not about hearing God with our natural ear. This is about seeing God move miraculously, gloriously on our behalf in every situation because we wait on him. And this is from ancient times. Time and time again, this is trusted, this is true. If you wait on God, he is, He's going to reward. Look, my God. I mean, just so much is coming to mind. Wait on the Lord. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The willing and the obedient eat the good of the land. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. If you ask Jesus, bid me to come, you will walk on water. Go to God. In order to accomplish more, go to God and wait on him, honey. Okay? God bless you. That's all we have for today. Have a wonderful day.